The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow, real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, which tells me you guys listening scares me. We have no idea what's going to happen. Huh? How about that? And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk truth with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That process, that thingy right there. In which area of our lives do we need to be more gentle in? In which area of our lives do we need to be more gentle in? That is the question, and a tough one it is. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We consider that to be sad. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, I want to make you aware that when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like being confident that you have done your very best. Best.
Aww.
Wow. How about that?
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you, my friend. How are you doing? How are things going for you?
Going pretty good.
Okay. You're liking what you're doing? You're liking everything's going well? That's good. You're doing a fabulous job. We appreciate that very much. It's not easy to engineer, to coordinate, to kind of help with a radio show. And then it's a lot harder when you get somebody like me that doesn't follow the normal anything, you know? I mean, we could start talking about pickles or olives. I don't know. It's got nothing to do with anything else.
We could.
Yeah, yep. It doesn't matter, you know? And I like, by the way, hot or sweet and hot pickles. That's what I'm just letting you know right now. I'm not, the kosher deals, I grew up with those. It's like, that's all I
got. Are you a relish person?
I like the sweet relish. Yeah. Now, on a hot dog, I will say relish away. It does not have to be the sweet relish. Just relish away. I'm good with that. So on a dog, I'm good. I mean, I'm all the way okay. And I know there's people who are like, well, you know, I don't eat meat. Well, don't worry. That just leaves plenty more for me. So it's okay. Don't even stress about it whatsoever. I'll help you out. All right. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can reach out to us. You can call us. Now, I want to make sure you understand why you would do that. You can do that for a couple of different reasons. You can do that so that you can get prayer. And you're thinking, get prayer? What? If you have a situation and it's just a little too far out, or you're just not sure what to do or how to handle it or how to approach it, here's a brilliant idea. You pray about it. But instead of just praying about it with just your faith alone, let's combine our faith with it, bring it before the Lord, and ask the Lord to move. He's been moving in people's lives through the audience's prayers tremendously, from physical to safety to provisional, all the way across the board. Just start putting the things up there, relationship restoration. I mean, it's just amazing. So here's what I'm going to say. It's available for you to take advantage of it in the capacity that we want to pray for one another. That's one of the ways we show that we love one another. So if you've got a prayer request, that's awesome. If you've got a praise report, let's recognize that first and foremost, to the glory of God, all praise goes to the Lord. Next, it helps you when you share a praise to reinforce it in your own life. It solidifies it. And then additionally, people who hear it get blessed. So you can have an opportunity to share a praise report, a prayer request. We'll do Bible trivia later. You can have a comment on something, a thought, a question. Maybe the Lord showed you something. You just want to share it. Those are the kind of things we want to do. The idea is to encourage one another as we see the day of the return of Jesus Christ getting closer and closer. That's what we're doing. There's plenty of stuff out there to go boo-hoo over. We don't disagree. Some of it's very boo-hoo. But just in this particular time frame, we're going to just do a little bit more up to the Lord, counting on the Lord. Forget about the other stuff. There's only one place to get good news. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's where we want to stand. If you want to call, you can call. Like we said, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. We do a non-professional voice because some people say, I talk too fast. Sammy Davis Jr., personal friend of mine. Anyway, here is the slower version, the professional, non-professional version of the text. 214-210-8483. Okay, so we got that going on, so you can text that way. You can also send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D, the little A with a circle around it. He must increase, from John 3:30, org, because we're a nonprofit existent company. How's that? Nonprofit entity. Okay, there you go. For those that are in San Diego right now, it's 11:38. If you're in Denver, it's 12:38. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:38. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:38. We got all the D's covered, everybody covered. You're welcome to participate in the show in any way, shape, or form. I am going to open up the show with a little bit different element. I'm going to share a testimony that happened yesterday in my own life. We'll give props to Just Tires in Rockwall, Texas, for being available before the Lord, I think. And I'm going to share with you that in just a minute. I do want to remind you two things first. Number one, don't forget, next week I've got family coming in. Family's coming in from Houston, from Phoenix, basically Sun City, and from Long Beach. And so next Monday, or this coming up Monday, we will be doing a phenomenal replay. I promise you, it's one of our top 20 shows of all time. So if you you might have heard it the second time, third time. I love what Eric says. He says, sometimes I hear a show a second, third, or fourth time. He goes, I get so much more out of it. It's like, thank you. Makes me feel good. Of course, it also makes me feel, you know, not useless, but you know what I'm saying. All right, so anyway, let's talk about that right there. I just want to make sure you know that there is a schedule change for next week. Number two, a new thing. You've not heard of this. I have this program that we've been using for our podcasts. They are now going to take our first half-hour podcast and put it up on YouTube with a still picture behind it. So all of our first half hours are going to be up on YouTube. So if you ever want to hear the show on YouTube, you can just do that. It doesn't have any video with it, but it is on YouTube on our channel, the He Must Increase Ministry channel. Okay? So I think that's really cool. Last thing, then I'll share the testimony, but we do have a caller, so we'll see. The Roger Marsh interview that I did, it did air on Monday on our website. I put a link to the interview. It is on our website under Roger's picture. You just click on Roger's face. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. Just tells you where to go. And then it'll take you to a SoundCloud link where you can hear that interview if you want to. Okay? All right. Now, I want to share a testimony. So I want to see if we need to, if we're going to take this caller in or what we're going to do, because I had something happen to me that is just wild. Okay? So I'll just tell you, and then if the caller's going to hang out, we'll see where that goes. Here's what I got. Okay? So for the last couple of days, I've noticed, it actually started on Saturday, I noticed that my back passenger tire, so the left rear tire, was kind of like, you know, a little, you know, fluctuation. So I'm like, all right, well, I mean, my car is not, it's not brand new or anything. It's, you know, got 40, 50,000 miles on it, but it does pretty good. It's got good tech. So it's like, hey, you got 2 pounds down, 3 pounds down. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. Okay. So here's what happens. On Sunday, I put a little air in it, right? Cool. Not a problem, right? Great. Thought, okay, just a couple pounds. But I didn't have a gauge. So, you know what's really dumb? Putting air in your car without having a gauge, and then the thing you're putting air with, it doesn't have a gauge. So guess what you're doing? You're guessing, right? So I did that, and then I got home, and then I realized when I looked at my car again that I had put like 3 or 4 extra pounds in there, so I let some air out because I thought that would be the way to go about it. I'm driving on Monday. Everything is fine. The rain was torrential on Monday, but I did notice that the car dropped 2 pounds. So I just prayed and said, Lord, I don't really want to stop in the rain or any other time right now. Can you please help me out? Can you do something? And so by the time I got to the studio, it had actually raised. I'm telling you right now, it went from 28 to 30 on the register. I'm like, cool, right? So then I go the next day, and I think I'm going to have that tire checked out if there's a problem. And I look at it again, same thing, and I pray the same thing. Not at the same time, at a different time. So you're thinking it's the weather, it's this, that, whatever. It's like, nope, it's not what happened. And so then I did it a second time. So when I'm driving home, I get this deeper impression that I should probably go to the tire store now and not later. I go to the tire store. I tell them what's going on. I say, I just need a patch. They put the car up there. And the tech says, you can't put a patch on this because there's 2 nails in there going the opposite direction. And when he put it up there, the air was coming out. So you know how you squeeze the thing and then the air comes bubbling out and all like that, and it makes all those bubbles with the liquid? Well, that's what it's doing. It's like, you can't drive on that. I said, well, I just drove 2 days on that back to Irving and back from fate. He goes, no way, man. I'm like, no. He goes, that is total luck. I'm like, nope, that's grace. That statement led to me talking to the manager there, and we started sharing and so on and so forth. Long story short, I ended up getting the tire fixed today. They fit me in, got everything done for me, did a fabulous job at Just Tires. And John, who's their manager, they call him Big John, great guy. And so I gave him a book. I gave another girl, said, well, can I have a book too? I gave her a book. So we were sharing books and sharing about what's going on. Plus, I got my tire fixed. Plus, by some grace of God, a tire that never should have increased in air pressure did it 2 days in a row. And the Lord kept me safe. Now you think that's, aww. I mean, that's huge, man. That's huge. I was telling my dad, I went to the doctor today to get, you know, I do every 3 months. And I went to the doctor and I told him the story. He goes, that's the Lord looking after you. See, people know. People know that's what that is. And you're thinking, well, that's just circumstance. See, you don't have 2 nails in a tire and have the pressure go up. You can't stress that. You're defying the laws of physics at that point. Okay, that's the grace, that's the mercy, that's the kindness, that's the kind of thing that you can't get away from that. You know what I'm saying? It's so cool, right? That's the kind of thing that makes you appreciate Psalm 47, verse 1. So we'll do a short teaching on this, then we'll get to our trivia question. Here's Psalm 47, verse 1. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples, and shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. Let's just stop right there. Didn't have a reduction in the air that took it to a serious level, and with 2 nails in it, the air pressure went up. Want to tell me how that happened? The nails were crossing at each other, and it should have not even lasted at any time. That didn't stop nothing. You know what it stopped? It stopped the enemy from stopping me making progress to getting there and back, getting there and back. This is the thing. Stuff you can tell me that's like a miracle. I'm not going to say to you it's a miracle like the crossing of the Red Sea, because I think the crossing of the Red Sea was for an entire nation, and that's a pretty big miracle. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you had a tire that had two nails in it and was losing air when they're looking at it, but didn't lose air for the 2 days but increased in air, you'd be having to think, there's something weird about that. You know what? There is something weird about that. Doesn't the Lord encampeth around them that fear him? Yeah. Don't the angels protect us in those kind of things? Yeah. And you know, my theory, I know, it's kind of goofy. Just bear with me. But I have a theory. I know about 4, 5, maybe 6 times in my life I should not be alive. I'll just put it that way, as you know, not the least of which was having a Smith & Wesson fully loaded with the handle back ready to go, okay? But I believe God saves us many more times. And throughout our lifetime, there's things that God has done to protect us and save us that we're not even aware of. And when we do go through our review, we're going to see all those times that the Lord delivered us, and maybe we didn't even know that he saved our lives. The Lord protects us because he loves us. He keeps us because he loves us. He knows what you're going through. He's not far away. He's not on Pluto. I know your feelings get that way, but then again, how do your feelings get when you eat 36 tacos and 23 chalupas and 16 Mountain Dews? You feel like you're going to bust and explode. You don't feel the love of God, but it doesn't change that the love of God is there. Your feelings cannot be the lead in your life. Get that? That's just the way it goes, okay? So I'm just sharing that. I wanted to encourage you. Our God, the Lord God Most High, he is awesome for us. Okay? All right. We'll find out about the caller in a little bit. I'll talk to Jacob offline there. But in the meantime, we're going to do our trivia question. Our trivia question is not too difficult. I want you to think about this. This is coming out of Revelation. Now, think about what I'm going to say. It's coming out of Revelation 21:21. How many pearly gates are there in the New Jerusalem? Are there 7, 6, or 12? If you don't know, look it up. Revelation 21:21. How many pearly gates are there in the New Jerusalem? 7, 6, or 12? If you think you know the answer, reach out to us. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. I'll keep it as simple as I can. There's tons of stuff on the website. There is the Roger Marsh interviews up there. The scheduling is up there. Plus, on the website are articles of encouragement, videos of encouragement. I didn't tell you the YouTube thing, did I? No, I didn't tell you that yet. Remind me to tell them about the YouTube thing. It's really cool. That's a whole new thing that's coming. Or maybe I did mention it, but we're going to talk about it again later on. Here's what I want you to know. There's stuff on there to encourage you to draw closer to the Lord. If you're feeling kind of like, I'm distant, okay, just got to move those feelings out, replace those with faith, and be active moving forward in the Lord. Luke 6:38, given it will be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. So we encourage you to check all that out on the website, plus the other stuff at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
That's Large Marge. Thank you very much. Okay, doesn't matter, like we said, whether you're in San Diego, Denver, Dallas, or Detroit, you're able to reach out to us and connect. Our trivia question, we have somebody on the phone. I just want to let you know what it is so you know what's going on. It is simply this. How many pearly gates are there in the New Jerusalem? 7, 6, or 12? We have a caller. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
James Martin.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Mr. David. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. Every day above ground is a good day, my brother.
I just love it. I love that. I love that story about Norman. It's this guy named Norman Vincent Peale, who's a preacher, and this guy was telling him all his problems, and he walked over, and he goes, come here, come here. And he walked him over from his office, and he goes, look out there. He goes, you see that cemetery? He goes, those are the only people that don't have a problem right now, unless they went the wrong direction. That's so good.
Amen, brother.
Excellent, excellent. Are you ready for the trivia question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll set it up for you, and then you can hit it out of the park. Here we go. How many pearly gates are there in the New Jerusalem? Are there 7, 6, or 12?
12 gates to the city.
That is correct, Amundo! That's a great job, James. Here's the bottom line. 12 after the 12 apostles, after the 12 tribes. Like, yeah, that's nice. That's how
yes,
it works.
Sir.
That's how it works.
Amen.
You got the elect
Amen,
taken care
brother.
Of. That's right. Excellent, excellent job. So that's fabulous, and it's wonderful to have you call in. And don't you hesitate. You hear me? You call in anytime.
Thank you, sir.
Do you have any prayer
have
requests? Are you doing all right? Do you need any prayer?
Yeah. Keep me, lift me in prayer, please. I solicit your prayers.
Okay. And is there anything specific? It's just prayer in general. It's up to you, brother.
Prayer in general, I mean, there's a lot going on in my life and in the world, but, you know, mainly just minor things. I mean, I'm thankful because it could be worse. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Amen, brother. And I just pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord blesses your heart and mind with peace, and that no matter what winds come or what waves come your way, you are able to understand that the peace of God passes all understanding, and it keeps you and holds you tight.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God, brother. God bless you, bro.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Big shout-out to Aunt Deb. See, sometimes I don't hear as clearly as when they call in. I figured it's because I'm older. So that was James Martin. Thank you very much. Thanks, Deb. All right, here we go. I want to go back to the text. I don't want you to miss this. This is a really funny but goofy kind of portion. It's not my fault. I didn't write it. After it says, oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is great. King over all the earth. He will subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord has sounded of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Two great things in this text in Psalm 47. Number one, God chooses your inheritance. You know, not every inheritance is a good inheritance. If you go, I just wish I had a rich uncle, maybe. Sometimes those inheritances that you think you should get so that you can be like living on the high ride, sometimes they're the worst things that can happen to you. And the Lord knows what's good for you and what's bad for you. So the Lord, look at that, Psalm 47, verse 4. He will choose the inheritance for us. And for us to understand, it's not always material wealth that encompasses the divine promises. It could be health. It could be favor. It could be position. It could be relationship. It could be anything. That's what the Lord has chosen. You want to know why? Because he knows. I absolutely remember when my father passed away and we were 86th out of millions and millions of dollars, that there was this small amount that we were supposed to get at various ages. And I mean small as in 1/100th of what it should have been. And it was as though the Lord showed me through this passage, this is what you needed, not the other. Like, okay, why? Well, probably because I'm an idiot and I need to have things taken care of for me, like simple things. That's cool. God will choose your inheritance. Your inheritance won't get to you and overwhelm you. He's picked it out for us. Mainly, we are inheriting in Jesus, which is the most important inheritance of all. Verse 6 says, sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. I don't know. Four times in one verse, it says, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises, sing praises. The repetition emphasizes the importance of singing praise to the Lord, a testament of our faith and gratitude. When you sing praise to God, it's not fake. You're giving God what in your heart. You're saying, I love you. Thank you. Maybe you don't sing well. Maybe you make like every other pastor has ever said, and like I've said, maybe you make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So what? He doesn't care whether you sing it perfect. He cares where it's coming from. So sing praise four times in one verse. There's a message there for you and I. And you know what that message is? Wait, sing praises. That is the message. It's four times there. Clap your hands. Shout to God in the voice of triumph.
Oh, I don't know how we're going to get through this.
I'm sorry. Isn't God the Lord God, King of the universe? Yes, he is. Thank you very much. That's enough for you to shout for joy. All right, folks, we're going to keep it going. If you're not in Dallas at KAAM, you can listen on HeMustIncrease.org. Listen live button. If you're in Dallas, hang out. I've got a phenomenal teaching coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Bibles are very cool looking. You can have them electronically. You can have them in your phone. You have them in your computer. There's tons of apps. There's also cool looking book Bibles. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. It's great. Here's the bottom line. All that's fancy and fantastic and useless if you don't read it and believe it and process it. For those that are trying to figure out, first of all, well, why is it that the Bible is its own unique entity? I mean, what's the deal in that? Well, the same breath that went into creating Adam, which was creating creation of man, that same breath went into the Bible. And so 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is God-breathed. That's the breath of God. And the breath of God that went into Adam is the breath of God that goes into the book, which is why this is a unique book. And then people get really upset, and they go, well, hold on now. Hold on now, Dave. The problem there is, you know, that there's just so many people that have been a part of writing the Bible. In fact, there's about 40 authors spanning about 3,000 years in all different types of positions in life. But here's the great thing about Christian faith. If you believe that God created the universe, you're going to step out on that big ledge and go, well, if he created the universe, he can probably write a book. Well, the amazing part about the book itself is not just the self-proclamations of the book, but you get into the prophecies, and it's an amazing, amazing element that every single prophecy has been fulfilled exactly, and yet there are some to come, and we will see those fulfilled. But while you're engaging in the Word of God, here's something you need to be aware of that Christians do not recognize. That word where it says, for the Word of God is alive, is zone in the Greek. If we were doing a Greek word, that'd be zone. And that word means alive, to live. Jesus used that word in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, where he says, behold, I am alive, and I live forevermore. Same word. And the word of God is alive. And you think, well, this is just a book. It is just a book. Except for when you're reading the Word of God and the Holy Spirit connects you to the Word of God, it becomes something altogether different.